Today's share is Masechta Tzvachim Daf Yudalad. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Lamed Gimel Amid Beis, three lines from the bottom, Lamed Katanoi. As we've been discussing the previous share, the Gemara began a discussion if when somebody, part of the avodah that's done by the Chatas Pnimis, the Chatas that are sprinkled inside the Beis HaMikdash, is Tfilas Etzba, putting the finger into the blood in order to do the Zrika. And the Gemara has been discussing if a carbon can become pigal during that, if somebody has a machshavas pigal, if the Kayin has a machshavas pigal during that part of the Avodah, will the carbon become pigal or will the carbon not become pigal? Suggest the Gemara Lema Katanoi that perhaps this question is actually Machlokes Tanoim. The Tani Chadot, one Braisa teaches us Tfilas Etzvim Fagels Bechatos, that one Braisa says that if the Kohen, while he was doing the Tfilas Etzba, had a Machshavas Pigol, it becomes Pigol. The Tani Yidach, yet there's another Braisa that says that it doesn't. The Tani Yidach, there's another braisa that says it doesn't become loyim fagelis. It doesn't become pigel if while doing the tefillas etzba there's a machshavas pigel that one thought that he'll, when he's doing the shechita or the zrika of the kabbalah of the or any of the other avoiders of this carbon, the shechita, the kabbalah, he had in mind that he's going to do the tefillas etzba tomorrow. Loim fagelis, that won't make the carbon pigel. Eloi miskabelis, that while doing the tefillas etzba, somebody had a machshava to do the next avodah in the carbon the wrong time, then it doesn't make the carbon pigel. And as the Rishonim point out, even though we've been discussing and we will continue to discuss, if having a machshavas pigel about the tefillas etzba, will it make the carbon pigel or not? That's regarding doing the shechita, as we just said, or the kabbalah, with the machshava of doing the tefillas etzba at the wrong time. That is a machlokes, and we will discuss. But if while somebody was doing the tefillas etzba, he had a machshava and doing something else afterwards the wrong way, that he's going to not continue doing it the right time, he's not going to do the zrik of that blood, since that won't be considered an act that would make the carbon pigel. So suggest the Gemara. We started with a machloikis with two different brises. What is the halacha about a machshava about pigel during about tefillas etzba doing it the wrong way will become pigel or not? So says the Gemara that this has been a question that we've been discussing, and the Gemara is suggesting my love to Noihi, that from here we see it's a machloikis tanoim. Some explain that it's like halacha, and therefore it's going to make the carbon pigel, and some say that it's not. So there's an interesting question that I saw. The Gemara began today, Lema Tekanoi. The Gemara brought a suggestion that it's a Machloikus Tanoim. And after the Gemara says that it's a Machloikus Tanoim, the Gemara says the Tani Chada, and then says the Gemara, my love Tanoihi. What's the need for the Gemara to repeat the words, my love Tanoihi? That's how we began the shiur with the words Lema Katanoi. Why was it needed to be repeated? So I saw that the Sefer Kotche David explains that everywhere else when the Gemara says Lema Katanoi, there's a much deeper question than just saying Lema Katanoi, that whatever we're speaking about seems to be a Machlokes Tanoim. Lema Katanoi actually means that how can we have a Machlokes Amoraim about a subject that's already a Machlokes Tanoim? And in other words, the Gemara's question normally is only in a case where it's expected, the explanation of the question is that it's expected that a Meroyim knew all the machloikas tanoim, and since it's expected that the Amoraim knew the machloikas tanoim, why would they just be repeating a machloikas tanoim? But, and therefore the Gemara always tries to say, is it the same or is it not the same? But he explains that in a case where it's not obvious that it's a machloikas tanoim, and you can say that maybe it means something else. So the question is not that why did the Maroim repeat a machloikas, which was already a machloikas tanoim, because it's not clear it's a machloikas tanoim. Rather, since we could say that it's a machloikas tanoim, should we say that that is a machloikas, that that's a machloikas tanoim, or is it not necessarily machloikas tanoim? But it's not a question whether Maroim had to say it, says the Maraloi, that we don't have to say that it's the machloikas tanoim. Everybody is going to agree that tefillas etzba is considered halacha. Ha, the braisa that says that's mefageles represents the opinion of the Rabbanon, who hold, as we learned in our Mishnah, that you can make an act of pigel during halacha. For Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon's opinion in the Mishnah was that there is no achshavas pigel by halacha, because as we learned and we learn that Rav Shimon holds, since it's possible to avoid having halacha, that's why it's not considered, that's why it doesn't become pigel. So of course, the Mefarshim asked the question, the reason Rav Shimon said that a carbon doesn't become pigel by halacha, because Rav Shimon holds, it could be avoided. If you'll do the shechita right by the Mizbeach, there wouldn't be a need to do halacha. Tefillas etzba, however, is something that must be done. So since tefillas etzba is something that has to be done, it's not the same as halacha. And therefore they ask, even if we'll say, the shita makes this point, even if we'll say that tefillas etzba, even if we'll say that halacha is not an avoida, and we'll explain that the reason it's not an avoida is because it's an avoidable avoida, but tefillas etzba is not avoidable. And if tefillas etzba is not avoidable, then the question comes up, how would anybody suggest how, even according to Rav Shimon, it should be considered an avoida through which there is pigel? So the shita says that even though the point that we just made is very correct, and it's avoida that could have been, that it's not, tefillas etzba is not an avoida that could be avoided, but still, once the halacha says that halacha, once Rav Shimon says that halacha is not an avoida by which there is pigel, it doesn't make a difference what type of halacha. It becomes a general rule that by halacha there's never pigel. And that's why tefillas etzba will not be part of pigel. Says my ear of Shimon, says the Gemara, if we're going to say that this price that says that there's no pigel by tefillas etzba represents the opinion of Rav Shimon, ask the Mamayir tefillas etzba, Hamar, didn't Rav Shimon say, kol shein al mizbech achitzen, any carbon that's not brought on the mizbech achitzen, like the carbon shlomim, which is where the Torah, as we've been speaking about, teaches us the halacha pigel, ain't be mishim pigel. So as we started the shir, where is tefillas etzba done? By which carbon is tefillas etzba done? Tefillas etzba is done by the carbon, by carbon of chatas panimi. By carbon of chatas panimi, since that's not a carbon that's brought on the mizbech achitzen, Rav Shimon would hold this in anyway no pigel. Elo, so we go back to the two brises we began our shiur with today. Elo havaha, we have to explain that both brises represent the opinion of the Rabbanon, v'loy kasha. Can the brise that says that there is no pigel by tefillas etzba by the chatas chitzonis, because by the chatas chitzonis there's no din of tefillas etzba, and therefore there's no pigel by tefillas etzba. So as Mavakan, can, whereas the brise that says that there is pigel by tefillas etzba, speaking about the chatas pnimius, where the Torah requires tefillas etzba, as the Torah Kedoshah says, "V'tavol hakoyin etzbayim min adam." When the Torah requires it, that's why it's pigel. Ask the Gemara, how can we explain that a brisa speak the brisa that says there's no pigel is talking about the chatas chatzonis? Ask the Gemara, chatas chatzonis pshita, like sibu v'tavol. The Torah doesn't require any tefillas etzba. So if the Torah doesn't require any tefillas etzba, obviously it won't become pigel during that. That's not done altogether. Answers the Gemara. Itzrich sakadat chamina hoyel v'ksiv. Since the pasuk that speaks about the chatas chetzayin says v'lokach akoyim b'dam chatas ba'etzbay, so lokach seems to teach that he has to take the dam himself, and therefore what will be the halacha v'yosur koyf ramlei ayodei if a monkey will put the dam on the koyin's hand, on his finger. The halacha will be that I have to take dam again. It will not be acceptable if the monkey put it on his hand. So maybe, therefore, it should be considered commanded ksiv v'taval dami. It should be considered like the Torah used the word v'taval. Kamash malon. That's why the Bryce is coming to teach us. Halacha like ksiv v'taval. The Torah doesn't use the word v'taval. Rather, the Torah says v'lokach akoyim v'dam v'chatas v'etzboi. The mashma hachi and mashma hachi. That since the Torah did not explicitly say that the kohen has to do tefillas etzba b'dam, so we see that it's not considered a significant avoida, and since it's not considered a significant avoida, if the kohen Rachman Tzlon had a machsheves pigel during that, it would not become pigel. But from here we learn that there is tefillas etzba by the Chatzis Chitzonis. But we're learning that it was not done, but it's not essential like it is by the Chatzis Pnimis. So this Gemara, where the Torah says that, when the Torah says V'lokach, when it has to be done by the person himself, not by a monkey, the Mefarshim ask the first question that I saw the Mefarshim ask. If the point is that the kohen has to do it himself, why does the Gemara have to speak about a case where the monkey was the one that put it on the kohen's finger? Why didn't the Gemara just say that, let's say it was Yisrael put the blood on the kohen's finger? So the Netziv in his Truvas Meshiv Davis says that there could be a difference between if it was a monkey or a person. A monkey, the Gemara is saying, is disqualified. But what? Because the Torah says v'lokach, and a monkey putting it on the kohen's finger does not satisfy the v'lokach requirement. But if a non-kohen puts it on the kohen's finger, that would satisfy the v'lokach requirement. There are other achronim who ever disagree. And they say that if a non-kohen puts the blood on the kohen's finger, it's certainly not good, because it's supposed to be done by a kohen and not by Yisrael. But the reason the Gemara chose to speak about a monkey is to teach us that even in such a case, the kohen has to take more blood, even though there was no non-kohen involved. So in other words, the way I understand this machlokes achronim, what is worse, a monkey or a Yisrael? The opinion of Netziv is that a monkey is worse than a Yisrael. And the Shalom Rav says, Yisrael for sure is not good. The Chiddush is that it's a monkey. The bracha that we make on taking the lulav on Sukkos, taking the dalaminim, is al natilas lulav. And the Levush asks, if we look at the pasuk that speaks about the mitzvah of dalaminim, the pasuk says, v'lokachtem lechem. So why don't we make a bracha of a lekicha slulav? So the Sefer Yalkut Meiri, based on our Gemara, that a lekicha slulav would mean that the main thing of doing the mitzvah is somebody should lift up his lulav and not have it placed in his hand by another person. That just like we're learning in our Gemara, that when the pasuk says v'lokach ha-kohen, means that the kohen has to take the blood himself. So since the halach is not like that, says the Yalkamiri, and the halach is if somebody else put the lulav in your hand, you would be yoitz to the mitzvah. So that's why the Chazal So the bracha shouldn't be v'lakachtem. And the tilas, as long as the lulav is on your hand, even though some disagree, even though you didn't pick it up, as long as it's in your hand, it's good enough. So is that indeed the question? Is that indeed the halacha? What is the halacha if somebody else put the lulav into your hand? Is that adequate? Or another question, which is similar, is if the time to start doing the mitzvah of lulav, sukkahs in the morning, is by the alayus or by the nets. What would be the halacha if you're holding the lulav from before? Can you continue holding it? Or does the, since it wasn't the zman to do the mitzvah, would you have to velokach after the right time? So the Netziv quotes the Bekir Yaakov, says that his opinion is that if somebody else put it into your hand, your yoitz, it's certainly considered velokach. The Bekir Yaakov's explanation is, because putting something into your hand is also, you have to put your hand around what's being put in your hand, and that fulfills the velokach obligation. And therefore, according to Bekir Yaakov, if somehow just put the lulav in your hand, and the person who received the lulav did not put his hand around the lulav, he would not be yaitza. That's not considered an act of lulav. But the Netziv disagrees, and he says that he's holding it, even if he doesn't put his hand around it, may be considered a valid act of lulav. And again, that's why the Torah says, that's why the bracha in the Tulis lulav. And I saw that the Netziv explains why is it different by a lulav and the blood. And the answer he suggests is because by a lulav, the main thing is that you should be doing whatever you can that the lulav shouldn't fall. As long as you're guaranteeing that the lulav doesn't fall, you did what you're supposed to do. Whereas by the here, the Torah by the Chatas Pnimis requires an act of Tfilas Etzba. Another approach to this that is the Chazanish's approach. The din by the Tfilas Etzba by a carbon is not just that it should be on your finger. Part of the consideration is from where it came. It has to be taken, the kohen has to take it from the Kli Sharis. And since the kohen has to take it from the Kli Sharis, that's why there has to be an act of lekicha. Here, there is no requirement that it be taken from a specific place. It just has to be taken. And therefore, says the Chazon Ish, that there's no requirement of a maisa lekicha. Again, l'chumra, somebody should be machmir to do an act of l'kicha also by the dalaminim, given that the Torah says the word v'lokach. And certainly, if somebody's using somebody else's lulav, and often the Gemara discusses that that's permissible if you get somebody else's lulav, with a matana, amnas l'hachser. So I saw that the Achroinim suggest you have to do an act of kinyan. And an act of kinyan is only done when you take it from someone else, not if he just drops it, not if it's something that he just drops on your hand. So we learned in the Mishnah, as we said, that Rav Shimon Machshir, if somebody had a machsheves, shaloi l'shma, behiluch, as he's carrying the blood of the carbon, it's not going to disqualify the carbon. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish, that given that Rav Shimon's opinion is that Machsheves Shloi L'shma does not disqualify the carbon when you're walking with the dam, Maid Rav Shimon Echaz HaChatas Pnimis, Rav Shimon will agree that when you're carrying the blood of the Chatas Pnimis, Shemachsheves Psalspu, that if you'll have a Machsheves Shloi L'shma, the carbon is possible. Why? Hoyel V'avoyde Sheni Yochel V'atla. It's not an avoided that could be avoided. As we said earlier, the carbon chatas chitzonis, so any carbon that's done outside, you could do kabbalas adam right by the mizbeach, and in such circumstances there would never be a need to do halacha. But here, you have to bring the blood into the base of mikdash, And as Rashi explains, that it you cannot possibly shech the Khatas Pnimis in the Beis HaMikdash because it's disrespectful to shech the carbon inside. And since it's disrespectful to shecht it inside, so that's why you're going to shecht it outside, and that's why it's going to be considered that the halacha is going to be a avoda that has to happen. And since it has to happen, that's why it's disqualified. The Shita has a different explanation. The Shita says we often learn in Am Masechta that a carbon kachikachim, the Shita has to be done with tzofen. And therefore doing the Shita in the Beis HaMikdash is not doing it with tzofen. So therefore the Shita would be done outside the Azara, the tzofen Azara, and it has to be carried inside. Ask the Gemara, how can we say so? V'amar of Shimon, we quoted Rav Shimon's opinion a moment ago, where Rav Shimon said there's no pigel by chatas chitzonis, because there's only pigel by chatas chitzonis, not by chatas pnimis. So there's no pigel altogether. Answers Gemara Amar Rav Shimon Amar Rav Reish Bechanina. Maida lifsal that Rav Shimon agrees that if you had an improper machshava by the chatas pnimius, it becomes posel. B'kavachaymer. And what says kavachaymer? Uma shloy l'shmon, shuch shibir shlomim. If a machshava shloy l'shmon, that we go back to the beginning of Masechta, it still doesn't disqualify the carbon shlomim. Psul posel b'chatas, but we learned in the first Mishnah of Masechta that if somebody had a machshava shloi l'shma when he brought a karmen chattas, the karmen chattas becomes disqualified. Chutz l'zmanoi, which disqualifies the karmen shlomim, makes a pigle, and then sheyifsa b'chattas, it certainly makes a karmen chattas pnimi posel. The only thing, however, is that there won't be a chayiv karis. Why won't there be a chiyuv karis? Because the mefarshim explained. Because if shloi l'shma, there's a din. Die loved when I need and li is kanidai. If we're learning the halach of chatas pnimis from shlomim, if by shlomim there's no shloi l'shma karis, so here too there won't be a shloi l'shma karis by the chatas. Pnimis. Others say the explanation is ain einshim adin. We can use a kavachaymer to establish a halacha, but we cannot use a kavachaymer to tell us an einish. And here we want to use this kavachaymer to establish an einish, and therefore that can't be done. So ask the Gemara, ashkechon chutz l'zmanoi. So yes, we've now been able to identify that a machsheves chutz l'zmanoi would disqualify the chatas pnimis. Ask the Gemara chutz mekayim menolan. How do we know that a machshava like that will also that you're gonna do the emerim when you do the shchit of the karmen chatas pnimis? You have in mind that you're gonna burn the emerim outside the azara menolan. How do we know that that would disqualify the carbon? Says the Gemara, if you're gonna say im machshavas chutz l'zmanoi, if you're going to suggest that I'm going to learn the halach of chutz l'mekayim from chutz l'zmanoi, you can't do so, because mal chutz l'zmanoi shekain karis. By all kabanas pigel of chutz l'zmanoi, if somebody eats such a carbon rachman, so it's chayv karis. V'yishloi l'shma, and if we're going to want to learn that from the halach of shloi l'shma, shekain and machshava applies noig b'bama. A carbon in different times of our history, bamas were mutter. Until, we're going to discuss this later in the Masechta, until the Mishkan was put up, the bamas were permitted, and not only were bamas permitted, but the avoda was done through Bechayrim. Once the Mishkan was put up, the bamas became usur, and the avoda transferred to the Kohanim. And that continued as long as Klai Yisrael were in the Midbar. When Klai Yisrael entered Etz Yisrael, and they came to Gilgal, the Bamas became mutter, Then when they came to Shiloh, they put up a Mishkan, and the Bamas became Asur. They came to Noiv im Givon, the Bamas became Mutur. And once they came to Yerushalayim, and they put up the Beis HaMikdash, Bamas became permanently Asur forever. Kabanas that are put up, that are brought on even on a private Bama, when Bamas are permitted, there could be a concept of Shloi L'shma, but that could be on the Bama. Whatever Chutz Mekayma can't be on a Bama, because the Bama doesn't have an Azara. Where is the concept of Chutz Mekayma? When we have an Azara, and you take it and you do it outside the Azara. But this didn't have an Azara. Answers the Gemara. The Shloi L'shma B'mai Noig. What Kabbonis don't have the din of Shloi L'shma? Pesach V'chatis. Only Pesach V'chatis. So we're saying that Shloi L'shma was applicable by the Bamas, even though Chutz M'kaymai wasn't. It says, Pesach V'chatis, but Bama like Karvu. But these were two types of Kabbonis that were not brought on the Pesach, that were not brought on the Bama. So we can't say, well, Shloi L'shma is stricter than the Chutz M'kaymai, because there are situations where we have Shloi L'shma, not Chutz M'kaymai. There is no such a situation. Therefore, we can learn the halacha of Chutz M'kaymai from the halacha of Shloi L'shma. And just like Shloi L'shma doesn't apply, neither does Chutz M'kaymai. It says like Shloi L'shma is a problem, so too is Chutz M'kaymai. Vibay Seyma Hekeshahu. Another way of learning is that we learn it through a hekesh. The Torah says, Shlishi, the pasuk says, chutz l'zmanoi. It's speaking about a case where somebody's going to eat the carbon pass when he's allowed to. Pigel, and then the Torah adds the words pigel, it says chutz l'mekaymai, that somebody has a machshava to bring the emrim chutz and be marked to the emrim not in the right place, that also disqualifies the carbon. And since both of these machshavas, even though there's no chiv karis, since these two machshavas are mentioned in one pasuk, so we learned the halacha of chutz mekaymai from chutz l'mezmanoi. And wherever chutz l'mezmanoi is applicable, so too is chutz l'mekaymai. And even though, as the Gemara said a moment ago, where chutz l'zmano is stricter, chutz l'zmano comes from chiv karis, chutz mekayme doesn't, but when something is learned with a kalva chaymer, that can be refuted by logic. But once something is learned with a hekesh or gzeirah shava, it can't be refuted. And Rashi explains in Masechta Menachos why. So Rashi explains, because a hekesh and a gzeirah shava is something that we have a mesira. We go back to Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore, that becomes a firm halacha that cannot be refuted. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav, Imtim Tzlem Rav Shimon Sovel like a Brei. If we will suggest that Rav Shimon holds like a son, the Amar, Ben Ulam L'Mizbeach, that in the Beis HaMikdash, there was the Heicho, the actual Beis HaMikdash, then there was the Ulam, which is the foyer, and then there was the Azara outside the Ulam. If we're going to say that Rav Shimon's son, Rabbi Lozer, is of the opinion that Bein Ulam L'Mizbeach, the area Bein Ulam L'Mizbeach, Tzofen, is considered Tzofen, and therefore one could shecht kotchi kotchim in that spot, ein machsheva me'elis, by lachas chatzis apnimis, a carbon won't become pigel, ela pesach ulalufnim. Only if he took, when, again, using Rav Shimon's Svara. Rav Shimon's Svara is that whenever halacha is not necessary, a machsheves pigel during that halacha won't make the carbon pigel. So since Rav Shimon will hold like a son, then you could shech the carbon chatas pnimi in that area, ben ulam mizbeach. So that is a halacha. So any halacha till that spot is not a necessary halacha. If it's not a necessary halacha, it's only going to be a halacha from the entrance of the Beis HaMikdash until Ella Pesach Ulam Lefnim, from the Pesach Ulam until you get to the Mizbeach HaPnimi. That's the only place where you have to do halacha. And Rav Shim's opinion is that any halacha which has to be done, a machshava doing that part of halacha is going to be a machshava that will disqualify the carbon. Vimtim Tzloimer, and if we'll take it a step further, the Savala Krav Yehuda, that he holds, the Rav Shimon holds like Krav Yehuda, the Omer Toich Azara Mekadish, that the Azara has the same Kedusha as the Mizbeach, and you could bring on it the Kabonis. A Machshava Ma'elas Behilacha Silik Bezichin, Ella Mipesach Echechel Luchutz. So we have to first review the Halacha of the Lechem. All week long, there were two, on the Shulchan, there were two rows of Lechem upon them, and between, and on top of them, they put bezichei levoina, spoons of levoina, made out of gold spoons. And they were on the top of the shulchan all week long, together with the lechem upon them. On Shabbos, they would take them off, and they would burn those bezichim on the mizbeach achitzin. And once you burnt them, at that point, the kohanim were allowed to eat the lechem upon them. No different than any korban mincha. You burn the kaimitz, and the kohanim can eat the rest of the korban mincha. Now, the halacha is, if somebody burns the kaimitz of a korban mincha, it can become pigel. We spoke about this during the various steps of the korban mincha. So here too, let's think about taking the bezichin. When is it considered a halacha? So the first halacha we have to say is that there's a fundamental difference between the shulchan and the mizbeach. The mizbeach apnimi has to be inside the Beis HaMikdash, and not only does it have to be inside the Beis HaMikdash, it has to be specifically in the designated spot where it's supposed to be inside the Beis HaMikdash. Anywhere else would not be acceptable. By when we speak about the shulchan, has to be actually inside the Beis HaMikdash, but it doesn't have to be where it is. It could be by the door. So now the Gemara comes together. We could have, again, Rav Shimon's svari is that it only becomes pigel by halacha that must be done. Any halacha that doesn't have to be done is not a halacha that it can become pigel by. So the bezichei levoina are taken off the shulchan. The shulchan, as we just said, could be standing right at the entrance of the heichal. So carrying it, even if it's deeper in the Beis HaMikdash, carrying it from that spot to the entrance of the heichal will not make it pigel, because you didn't have to have that halacha, you didn't have to have, because you could have technically put the shulchan at the entrance of the heichal. Now you get to the entrance of the heichal, that's the last place that the shulchan could be, and now you carry it through the ulam to the azara. But again, if we hold that any spot in the azara is kosher to burn the levoina, you don't have to carry it all the way to the mizbeach. They of course normally did carry it all the way to the mizbeach, but it wasn't necessary to carry it all the way to the mizbeach. Since it wasn't necessary to carry it all the way to the mizbeach, so once you get to the azara, that again becomes a halacha that wasn't necessary to take place. Says the Gemara further, Vim Tim Tzolaymer, the Kedushas Heichel Ulam Chadahi, if you'll hold that the Ulam and the Heichel are actually considered one status, so that Emach Shavas Mahalas El Pesav Ulam Luchot. So that means you could have technically put the Shulchan anywhere in the Ulam. Since you could have put the Shulchan anywhere in the Ulam, so any carrying is not necessary carrying. So the only carrying is that one step from the ulam out to the azara. And now says the Gemara, Vimtim Tzloimer Toich Pesach Klefnim, that even the entrance of the ulam has the same status as the heichal. Eimach Shemelis of Philip Siachas of G'day Shatus Yodoy. So you don't have to take a step. It's just the mount from the entrance of the ulam to the floor of the azara. Vim tim tzloimer, and if as the Gemara is step further, that tzavah halacha shloi beregel loishma halacha, that when you carry something where you don't have to take a step, that's not considered halacha. Halacha is only going to be, and we'll speak about this in Mitzvah Shem. Halacha is only considered halacha where required walking. So now I'm Achshav Me'alas Klal, because since you could do it going from the entrance of the ulam, going from the entrance to the ulam to outside doesn't require any step, then there's no need for, there's not going to be a place, there's no need to walk. If there's no need to walk, even though you have to pass it over, that's not called halacha. And Rav Shimon will come up with a way that there won't be pigel in the carrying of the bezichei levoina on with a machsheves psul. The Rambam in Perek Aleph and Psulei Mekdashim Halacha Gimel Halacha Chav Gimel Paskins that halacha shleb regel and halacha. It's not considered act of halacha. And continues the Rambam, says, "Lefi kain gol shkivul sadam va'omed b'mekayim mezar l'mizbeach nifsal ha'azevach." And we need to understand the Rambam. Here, the Rambam is pointing out that halacha is by a kain gadol. Why does he speak specifically about a kain gadol? Nowhere in our Gemara do we find that this halacha is specific to a kain gadol versus somebody else. So Rav Shechter Shlita, in a Sefer Pnine Rav, quotes Rav Yosheb Salak Veshik, that when the Rambam says Kain Gadol, he doesn't mean the Kain Gadol. He means the Kain Gadol means a big Kain. A big Kain could do it without walking. And therefore here, the definition of Kain Gadol is not normally the way we explain it. Kain Gadol means a D Kain Gadol. Here it means a big Kain, a big Kain, doesn't have to take a step. Says the Gemara, Amalei Abayil Amarid Rav Chisda. They used to have, when they gave a drasha, a meturgamin that the person, the Amarid, who said that the Rav Chisda, for example, would say the shir, but he wanted everybody to be able to hear it, so he had somebody who was called an Amarid who would pronounce, who would be like the loudspeaker. So says the Gemara, Amalei Abayil Amarid Rav Chisda. By Mnei Rav Chisda, ask Rav Chisda, Halacha Bazaar Mahu, what's going to be the halacha if the don was done by a zar, not through a kohen? Would that disqualify the carbon? The question, of course, obviously, is going according to Rav Shimon, where Rav Shimon has been teaching us in our sugyas that the halacha is considered an avoida that's not absolutely necessary. And therefore, maybe the halacha, even if it was done by a zar, will not be disqualified. But then I saw that the Brisker Rav explains that the question is even according to the Chachamim. Because we know the halacha is shchita is ksher bizar. And the Gemara's question is, do we say that just like shchita is ksher bizar, so too is halacha ksher bizar or not? Ba'amina mirav chizda halacha bizar mahu. Omalei, Shera, it's kosher mikra masayeni. The pasuk says in Divrei Yom Yishkutu as a Pesach v'yizruk akanim as adam miyadim v'alvim afshitim. The pasuk seems to teach us that the kahanim did the zrikas adam that they received from the zorim. In other words, it seems that the kohen did the kabbalas adam, and now they zorim would take that dam. And they took that dam to Kohanim, who was standing next to the Mizbeach, who did the Zrika on the Mizbeach. So we see from here that the halacha was done by Zorim. This pasuk is speaking about the Karban Pesach that Yeshua Melech, they did in the time of Yeshua Melech, that all his Malchi Yehuda, who preceded him, were Rishoyim, and they did not do the Karban Pesach properly. That year they did the Karban Pesach properly, and this is the way the pasuk describes what they did. Moser Rishayshus asks Rishayshus, the Brisa says, Zor, Oinen. Oinen is somebody, a Kohen, who lost one of the close relatives, and the halacha is that on the day of the Ptira, he's also to do Avoida. Shikr, There's a kohen that shikud. There's a number of pshatim. One is that he drank wine. Rashi says that it becomes possible to avodah. And Tosfos says that it doesn't have to be wine. Any beverage that would intoxicate has the same halacha. Or bamum, or kohen who's rachman, it's not bamum. But kabbalah, balicha, bezrika, possible. If the kabbalah was done by them, or halacha was done by such a kohen, or zrika was done, possible. The kain, hayoshif. If a kohen is sitting during the avodah, the kain, hasmol, if somebody does the avodah with his left hand. So here it says clearly that Yisrael doing the halacha disqualifies it. Tiyufta, isn't this clearly a refutation of Rav Chisda? Says the Gemara, but Rav Chisda, we didn't just say his own opinion. As we quoted, Rav Chisda Krakama, Rav Chisda said it from that pasuk that happened by Tam Yishio, and it says the Gemara, what happened in that pasuk is the other master Itzdaba. The Zorim stood in a place next to the Kahanim, and what happened was the Kohen who did the Kabbalah Saddam gave that vessel with the dam to the Yisrael, and he gave it immediately to a Kohen, but the Tzar did not move at all with that dam. And since the Tzar did not move at all with that dam, that's why it's not considered an act of halacha, and there was no halacha by Tzar. Says the Rav of Yosef Tamaya, halacha by Tzar, if halacha was done with a Tzar, suggests the Gemara, Machlokes of Shimon Rabbanan. Rav Shimon, the Amar Avoida, Shef Slavata, Lav Avoida. Rav Shimon, whose opinion throughout has been that an Avoida that doesn't have to take place is not considered an Avoida, will hold that Ksheir Bazaar will be kosher. And Rabbanan, who say that even though the Avoida is avoidable, it's still considered an Avoida, will hold that halacha done by a Tzar is possible. Amalei Abaya, says the Gemara, is that true? Where Shchita the Avodah Shef Shlovatla, ask the Gemara, is the proba if it's Vef Shlovatla or not? Says the Gemara, what about Shchita? Shchita is something that's not avoidable. You can't bring a carbon without Shchita, and yet the halacha is that Kshera Bazar. But if we're saying that anything that's unavoidable can't be done by a Zar, how could we have Shchita done by a Zar? Amalei, so Rav responds, Shchita lav avoidehi. It's not considered an avoida. So the Gemara is differentiating. And he's saying that halacha is an avoida. And once halacha is considered an avoida, it has to be done by a kohen. Shchita is not considered an avoida. And since Shchita is not considered an avoida, that's why it can be done by Yisrael. That's why it could be done by Yisrael. And the simple pshat is that shchit is not considered significant enough. Tosfos gives a different pshat. He says the reason shchit is not considered an avoida because something which is done specifically by a carbon is considered an avoida. But shchita is something that we have to do in all cases. Shchita has to be done to eat meat, even if it's not a carbon. And that's why it's not considered an avoida. Ask the Gemara, is that true? V'loi? V'am Rav Zeira, Amr Shchitas Para, B'zah P'sula, the Shchita Para Aduma has to be done by a Kohen. V'am Rav La, and Rav explained what's the reason for that halacha. Because Allah's of a chukka ksaba. Anywhere where the Torah, when it speaks about the Parashat Para Aduma, the Torah says that the Allah's who is the Kohen Gadol, Elazar was a Kohen, had to do the Shechita. And it says by the Paraduma, Zois Chukas Atayra, the word Chukka comes to tell us that it has to be done that way. So we see that the Shechita is an Avoida, because by Paraduma it can't be done by anyone else. Answers, Gemara Shani Pari, you can't bring a rife in the Paraduma, the Kachi Bedek Abayasi. It only has Kachi Bedek Abayas, it doesn't have a Kedushas Haguf. And since Therefore, the Torah, since it's kachi b'edek abayis, it's a different type of kachi b'edek, a different type of kedusha. Pashup shat, it's kachi b'edek abayis because it came from money that was donated to the Bedek Abayis, and therefore has different halachas. Says the Gemara, but we know Kedusha Saguf is a higher level Kedusha than Kedusha Bedek Abayis. So therefore, ask the Gemara V'lav Kol D'Kein Hu, shouldn't we make the following Kal V'Chomer? Kedusha Bedek Abayis, and we're going to say that by Kedusha Bedek Abayis, it's an Avodah, and it has to be done by a Kohen, Kachi Mizbeach, which is a higher level Kedusha. We're going to say it's Lava Voida, and it can be done by Yisrael. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Shesh Brei Deravidi, that isn't such a difficult question. Me to have a Miaris Nagoyim. The Aloch is, that we learn in Pashat Azri and Matzaira, that if a person, a house, a garment, develop a Nega, it has to be examined and declared by a Kohen. And there, again, it's certainly not considered an Avodah. V'lav Avodah or by Kuna. So we see that they don't travel together. You could have something which is not an Avodah and require a Kohen, and you could have something else not require a Kohen. As the Rabbi Rochus of Avram Lekeves, the carrying of the Avram to the ramp, the Avodah Shef Shlovatla. As we've been learning, it could have been avoided if you do it right by the Mizbeach. And yet it's psula bizarre. The Ksivik Rakhain as a call victim is Bechavamazu Alochus Avaram Lekevish. And as we said in a previous year, the Gemara keeps on speaking about Alochus Avaram Lekevish to the ramp and not to the Mizbeach. We see that the Aloch is done as soon as it arrives to the ramp. Answers the Gemara, Heich the Goli. Where the Torah says that you have to have a Kohen, the Torah says so. Ve'echad loy goli, but where the Torah didn't say loy goli. And therefore, be'halachas evarim lekevish, where the Torah says the Kohen should do it, if the Zohar does it, it's possible. The halachas adam, which there is no pasuk that tells us that it has to be through a Kohen, and according to Shimon, it's a weaker avoida, because it's an avoida that's avoidable. The halach is, it can be done by a Zohar. But ask the Gemara, the Lav Kol D'Chein Hu, why can't we make the following Kal V'Chomer? Or Ma Alochas Avaram LeKevish D'Lai Ma'akva Kapara, if carrying the limbs to the Kevish, which is not absolutely essential, by Kuhuna, Halachas Dam the Ma'akva Kapara LeKoshken, that it should have to be done by a Kohen? And indeed says the Gemara Kasha. That's a fair question, and it's hard to understand how you could say that a Zor could do the halacha. And indeed, says the Gemara Itna Nami, Amma Ula Amr Abilaza Halacha Bezar Psula, that halacha may not be done by Zohar, a feeler of Shimon. Even who Rav Shimon, who has taken this very different approach to halacha, and he's saying that you don't have to do halacha, and it has nafkamina regarding machshava, that doesn't mean that a Zohar could do it. In other words, the way to understand the Gemara is what disqualifies an Avodah and what makes an Avodah Pigel are not the same thing. And therefore, Pigel is not going to be applicable by an Avodah that is avoidable. A halacha, can't, even though it's avoidable, has to be done by Yisrael. And I saw that the Achroinim suggest, why is there such a difference? So the difference is because pigel is connected to the achila, whereas the avoida is not a din in achila. If somebody carries the blood to the mizbeach, like we learned before, not by walking with the blood, just by passing the blood, shmai locha, is that considered a halacha? And we just finished learning a halacha that's done by Yisrael is possible. What will be the halacha here? Is it considered a halacha that would be disqualified by Yisrael? A loishma halacha, or it's not considered a halacha? Tashma, we learned in the Braisa earlier, Ken Yoshev, if a kohen does the avoda while he's sitting, Ken Smol, if he does the avoda with his left hand, possible. Ha'imidum yidah Yoshev, it seems that if he did the avoda, if the kohen was standing and he just passed it, kosher, because that's considered kosher halacha. Only sitting as a problem. Says the Gemara, Duma Yoshev, says the Gemara, maybe the Yoshev that we said Allah is possible, the Kashayef Meshev, that he was standing, He was sitting and pulling himself towards the Mizbeach. And Omya, Daimed Yashiv, the Nayat Purta, that he moved a little. We don't have a raya if he didn't move at all, that it's a halacha. Toshma, the Braisa here discusses how the Karan Pesach was brought. Shachad Yisrael, the Yisrael, because Shkitik Sher Bizar, so Yisrael could check the Karan Pesach, the Kival Kain, the Kain does the Kabbal Saddam, Nosn al Chaveroi, gives it to the next Kayiv, a Chaveroi al Chaveroi. So it says, it seems that the Kohanim didn't move, they just passed it along. And it says, the Gemara, Achanami, the Night Purte, it was moved a little, says the Gemara. So if that's the case, what was the point in this entire procedure of giving it from one kohen to the next kohen? Says the Gemara, Marav Am Hadris Melech. You could have had one kohen passing it, just carrying it. But they wanted to do it with many people because of Marav Am Hadris Melech. Toshma, another raya. The Braisa says, Kibal Kosher, if the Kabbal stone was done properly, Nosan L'Posel, and he gave it to somebody who is Posel, Yachsel Kosher, who moved it towards the Mizbeach, says the Gemara should move backward. So we see that just as soon as it was given to somebody who's Posel, even though he didn't do anything with it, it has to be given back. So we see that the halacha, just moving it in that direction is halacha. Says the Gemara, the halacha is that that might be a valid halacha. And that's why we have to do Kabbalah all over again. Because giving it to the apostle is not considered a halacha. Even though it wasn't done properly, even though it wasn't moved, it's already considered a halacha that was done psul. It's already considered a halacha that was done in a disqualified fashion. And therefore, what the Braisa there means to do is that dam can't be used, and we're going to have to do the Kabbalah all over again, because actually halacha shle beregel is considered a disqualified halacha.